The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. Once again, it is Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. For those of you listening to us live on Rents Radio and 7.490 on shortwave, we appreciate that along with AM/FM stations all across the country. Thank you for joining us. We have two guests on today. And Wayne Elliott from Strauss, that's the Heart Drops right here. You know, the nice thing about this, if you buy one of these and a winter wellness bundle, which is $53 on sale from OptiVita here, you get one of these books, The Real Anthony Fauci. This is a very thick book, you notice that? And there's a reason why we bought them. And we still have copies left, which means we didn't sell out of all of them. But the first six customers to call up and order, that's it. You get one of these for free. If you spend more than $200 on an order, this will get you just about there with the OptiVita. You know, you get the bottle of vitamin C, a bottle of vitamin D, which I have right here in my hot little hand. Plus two boxes of lozenges to keep you happy and healthy. Your health is what it's all about. So that's, you know, why we're giving away the book. If you had to go buy this book on Amazon, no. See, you get this book when you just get two sets of products. The Heart Drops. It's always good to have an extra supply because they last a long time. So we remind you that. Because we've got six copies left, so that means the first six customers who called today and place a $200 order get a free copy of the book. We're going to include that in your package. And because Wayne Elliott is going to be on the show, you get 10% off of the Strauss Natural Products. And Vitamir, you get 10% off that as well with the toothpaste and the mouthwash. The mouthwash is good. And, of course, the Winter Wellness Bundle is there for you to take advantage of. We're going to have that around for a while, I have a feeling. Of course, the Silver Gel 24 part per million. Let me grab one of those here. I've got one of them sitting in my hot little hand. That's the Silver Mist. Wow. Silver Gel comes in this tube like this if you're watching us live here. I've got the Silver Mist, which is a humidifier additive. We have all sorts of good stuff right here. I've got a whole tray full of things, products that we have at the Power Mall. And you see, here's the thing. If I didn't believe in them, I wouldn't be selling them. I have to be using them. And because of the fact I am using them, I'm healthy. So Wayne Elliott's going to be on to talk about three non-surgical therapies to unblock your arteries and heal your heart. And our next guest at the top of next hour, which I know you've been waiting to hear, James McCanney will be on to talk to us about his latest book and the latest inventions he's come up with, energy-saving devices. We'll get to the bottom of that. I happen to have his JMCC5 water purification unit and water sterilizer unit in my place, and it's working wonderfully. Of course, James McCanney is one of our partners, and you can find all of our partners if you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab. They're all there. Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, the Grow Network, MyPillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, Butterfly Essential Oils, and of course, James McCanney Water Filters. They're all there. So, you know, it's good. That's what keeps us going, by the way. We don't take handouts from the government. So, you know, we take your donations, and we appreciate that. We have some of you that contribute on a regular basis. We appreciate you. Godspeed, and God bless you for your donations to keep us on the air. And if you want to donate, all you have to do is go to thepowerhour.com, click the Support Us tab, and it will make it available to you to make a donation. You can also call Jay at the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 and make a donation there as well. So in the meantime, everybody wants to hear what the news is saying. Well, imagine paying indulgences for the sin of breathing. Take a deep breath. That'll cost you. Yeah. In the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church convinced the commoners to buy indulgences to alleviate their sins. And of course, they made a fortune in the process because they put people on a guilt trip. And people just gave up their money thinking that if I pay, I will be forgiven. Carbon credit scam in the works, folks. Carbon credits, government-issued permits that grant you the privilege to emit a certain amount of carbon dioxide. The advocates are promoting a most way to save the environment. You need to tell these people to read between the lines and stick it where the sun never shines. Folks, you have the opportunity at the, all because of what's going on in Davos. The participants there revealing and touting an individual carbon footprint tracker. The tracker. I wonder if they're going to actually track all of these airplanes that they're flying all over the place and what kind of carbon footprint they're leaving. Wouldn't that be interesting to find that out? Especially John Kerry. Carbon credit scam. Wow. The attendees at the World Economic Forum meeting, by the way, included FBI Director Chris Wray, MI6 Chief Richard Moore, Secretary General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg, the CEOs of Amazon, BlackRock, and Pfizer, Gates Foundation Executive, Cybernetics School Director Genevieve Bell, publisher of the New York Times, CNN anchor Fareed Zakaria, also in attendance, as well as President Volodymyr Zelensky from Ukraine. Wow. Long list of other presidents, prime ministers, and let's not forget the U.S. delegation consisting mostly of Democrats. And what they're all talking about is the idea of bringing forth a global WHO treaty. And the WHO will regulate the pandemics. That's the whole game here, to regulate the pandemics. And so, you know, we kind of like, oh, well, you have this thing, it's called a supremacy clause. And, you know, if these things, these treaties, they can be canceled if we the people scream loud enough. And, of course, White House National Security Council Communications Director John Kirby has come out and accused, pointed a finger at North Korea, claiming they are supplying ammunition to invading Russian forces in Ukraine. So it looks like we have a proxy war going on all sides, if you're to believe that. Germany, of course, would not stop Poland from delivering Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, relenting to U.S. pressure. Poland is, by the way, building a coalition of countries prepared to send tanks to that country. And in the meantime, this one's going to get you this morning. You're going to shake your head and go, oh, my God, what do they think of next? Norway's University of Bergen. That's where Edvard Hagerup Grieg, he's a famous composer from the 18th century, was in Bergen, Norway. The university there has launched a study of the role played by white paint in extending white supremacy around the globe. So those of you that like to paint, oh my God, guess what? We have a big fixture in Washington, D.C. that's promoting white supremacy. It's called the White House and the nation's capital. They're white. What does that tell you? So if you have a gallon of white paint, all of a sudden now you're a white supremacist. You see how stupid is as stupid does? The University of Bergen has received a $1.2 million government grant for a research project entitled How Norway Made the World Whiter, or Norwhite, to investigate how white paint has contributed to white supremacy around the world. Oh, that's an OMG for you out there that know that word, oh my God, you know, OMG. White paint. Just remember that next time you open a gallon of white paint. Our government does it all the time. It's called whitewashing. Well, these people are so stupid. And they're getting paid to be stupid. I mean, this is craziness, isn't it? Well, welcome to our world. Concerns and controversy now swirling around the decision by the FAA to alter an electrocardiogram test limit for pilots. You see, here's the screwy thing about all this. They're moving the goalpost again, and they're changing the PR interval. It represents the time it takes for an electrical impulse to travel from one part of the heart to another, which is an indicator of heart health, all right? The new normal PR interval is 50% longer than the previous limit, deviating from a long-accepted limit in cardiology. Critics fear expanding the limit could endanger pilots' health and passenger safety. Oh, do you think that the FAA or the FDA or the CDC or any other acronym agency out there, do you think they really give a damn about passengers and pilots? You know, they force them all to take the jab, and then they put them in an airplane, knowing what the risks are. And nobody's complaining. Oh, no, we all have to get somewhere. We have to hop in that plane, and we all have to get somewhere. What do you mean airplane's been canceled? See, and they get all bent out of shape, not realizing, you know, some of the stories that we have heard. So now they want to alter an electrocardiogram test limit for pilots. And meanwhile, the FDA wants to simplify the current COVID-19 vaccination strategy to be more like an annual flu shot. Well, it's that time of the year again, friends. But wait, there's more. We'll give you a free Big Mac if you get your shot today. You watch all this garbage. Yeah, the primary dose and booster would be combined into a single product for healthy adults developed in spring based on prevailing strains and given once a year in the fall, much like how flu shots are administered. Okay, let's give them the three fingers on either side again, folks. Wow. The proposed change could boost vaccine uptake. That's what the experts are saying, because all these people out there are believing in the wrong God. They have made the government their God. And of course, they believe every single thing the government says. And then mainstream media comes out and they're poisoning more people with this mRNA. And pretty soon these people will be dropping dead like flies. And it's not me that's saying it. It's former Pfizer officials that are saying it. Your life expectancy is now short. Shortened. If you take the jab, and the more jabs you take, the more fun you're going to have, and then you're going to drop dead. Remember all those athletes on the field dropping dead of myocarditis and pericarditis and massive heart attacks and strokes and God knows what else? Yeah, they think this is all fun and games. Wow. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, meanwhile, is asking a court to throw out Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake's bid to challenge the 2022 midterm election because state law requires more evidence to show that millions of Arizonans were disenfranchised during the November 8th election. You see, when you come to court and you bring a lawsuit, you got to have evidence. And you get discovery. And if discovery doesn't pan out and you don't get anywhere with discovery, either because you don't enforce it and mandate that it happen, and you slip, or you don't get anything at all, well, you lose. You have no proof. Got to have proof. It's the way it is with lawsuits. You got to have proof. A former top FBI official in New York, you probably heard this already. This is really amazing. Charles McGonigal has been arrested. He's formerly the special agent in charge of counterintelligence in the FBI's New York field office. He was arrested because of his ties to Oleg Deripaska, who's a Russian billionaire who's been sanctioned by the United States and was criminally charged last year for violating sanctions. And, of course, McGonigal and Sergei Shestakov, a court interpreter, were charged with violating and conspiring to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act with money laundering and conspiring to commit money laundering. And this is FBI. Russia, Russia, Russia. Yeah. So you see, they're now starting to unzip their fly. And if you watched Tucker last night, he had on weatherman Adam Klotz, who was beaten by a group of teens on a New York subway train when he interfered with going on a rant on the subway train, and one of the punks that beat him up. There was an elderly gentleman sitting on the train, and he held a lighter up to the back of his head and caught the man's hair on fire. And, of course, the man is trying to put it out. And Adam Klotz, of course, instead of remaining silent, said, "Hey, that's not right. You shouldn't be doing that." And they go, "Yeah, who's going to stop me?" You, and all seven of them jumped him. And, you know, and so his five or six kids, these are all like teenagers. Yeah, where are their parents? And he says, "Don't let your kids come and beat me up, people, in the middle of the night again, please," he joked. Really? You see, now the average guy out there, if New York would just pull its head out of its ass and allow people to carry guns on subways, and I'm talking about the law-abiding citizens, crap like that wouldn't be happening. Because all it takes is one round. You take one of them out, the rest of them run away because they don't want to get shot. And you send a message. You're not a vigilante. You're sending a message. If one of these punks wants to sit there and threaten somebody and set their hair on fire, and you have the means to defend yourself, you need to stand up because they're trying to murder someone. The guy could have burned. His whole clothing, everything could have caught fire, and he could have burned right there. And so they beat him up, and he goes on camera and shows everybody his bruised up face. Well, la-dee-da. What does it prove? Nothing. It proves you stepped in, opened your mouth, and got yourself beat up. Smart. You didn't save anybody's life. So, and they kicked him in the side, too. His ribs are hurting. Well, they could have done worse than that, buddy. They could have killed you. Now, of course, you didn't have a gun. You don't believe in them. You're woke. Obviously, if you weren't and you were awake and you were carrying, you wouldn't have that problem. Anybody who rides a subway for a living needs to understand that, especially in this day and age. And the L.A. County Sheriff, of course, everybody and their brothers, you know, screaming gun control until they found out that the guy that attacked the two dance studios, the Lai Lai Ballroom and the Star Dance Studio in Monterey Park, California. And, of course, they're all claiming, oh, it's a hate crime because against Asian Americans. Well, it's an Asian American who did it. So they kind of all got egg on their face. Oh, yeah, but we still need to take everybody's guns. You already took away everybody's guns. You already have all these anti-gun laws in California. And it's not stopping you. See, all the criminals have them. Anybody that wants to do harm to somebody else can get their hands on them. So I have to assume that the powers that be running that state are stupid. They can't see statistical data, even if it bit them in the you-know-where. And, of course, the U.S. defense industrial base, according to a new think tank report, is not prepared for a protracted war with China in the Taiwan Strait. This is the Center for Strategic and International Studies. It's reporting some U.S. munitions, such as long-range precision guided munitions, would run out in less than a week. And we want to get into a tussle with China? The Shirley Temple wannabe that looks like the White House press secretary, KJP, that woman is, she has to, do you notice she has a notebook when she does this? She has to read out of a notebook. It's hysterical. And she doesn't have anything. Fox White House correspondent Peter Ducey was shown on TV asking her whether there's a precedent for people running for president after the FBI searched their sock drawer. Here's what the president's going to focus on. He's going to focus on continuing to deliver for the American people. That's his focus. That's what he focuses on every day, she said. Wow. So, of course, you know, they're finding more and more classified documents. And who knows, you know, the White House is stonewalling the classified documents probe, according to Representative James Comer of Kentucky. And again, you have to understand something. The exposés I just posted on truthsocial.com this morning, as a matter of fact, all these exposés and all these hearings and all this fluff and all this rah, 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 let's go get them. Let's go get them. Let's expose them for who they are. Let's shame them. What's going to happen? Nothing. It's what happens during a lame duck session. Why do you think they call it lame duck? Nothing happens. The wheels keep spinning. People get shamed. Testimony comes out. People don't cooperate. The fight continues. The finger pointing continues. The name calling continues. You white supremacist, you racist, you homophobe, you transphobe, you xenophobe, you phobe, 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 phobe. See, this is the best they can do. The black supremacist, man. This is all they can do is name call. And see, if assault was legal, you would see Congress members, what did you call me? Boom, and that would be the end of it, man. That Maxine Waters and Sheila Jackson Lee would be laying flat on the ground, knocked unconscious. Because these punks in Congress, they wouldn't put up with it. As soon as she opened her mouth and called them racist, they'd walk over and deck her one. Say, I'll show you racism, you black supremacist. Boom. You know, if it was legal, you can anticipate that's what they might be doing. I mean, you know, they come so close to shaming each other, but you see, that's how the uniparty system works. They don't quite get there. They come close, but no cigar. Four more Oath Keeper members were convicted of sedition in the second trial, nearly 2 months after the group's leader, Stuart Rhodes, was convicted of the same charge in a separate proceeding. And of course, now Wikipedia page for Biden's incoming chief of staff has been scrubbed by Democrat firm to hide the corporate past. So they want Ron Klain out and Jeff Zients in. Zients, as you know, was the COVID czar. Another joke. And Kamala, of course, deletes the very first right from the Declaration of Independence. Harris says we're guaranteed liberty and the pursuit of happiness. What happened to life? Oh, no. You see, she had to make a point of that because she was there speaking in favor of abortion. To a pro-abortion crowd, of course. So affirmations, America, right to life. Of course, we have to leave that out of the speech. We can't say that. It was a gateway pundit commentary that bluntly cited Harris's decision to alter the nation's foundation document, stating that Kamala's grotesque omission of the Declaration of Independence in a pro-abortion speech were guaranteed the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Whoa, what happened to the right to life? Yeah, she forgot about that. Kamala, you know, I think everybody wakes up in the morning, sees your ugly mug on face laughing at saying how much you love Venn diagrams, and they wish your mama would have aborted you. Then you wouldn't be here. And all these people, you know, majority of them are white. They all really want to just see the white race become extinct. So I think you all should just go out and get sterilized. If you're going to be a whore, why don't you just go get sterilized? Go get a hysterectomy. Have all your sex. You won't have to worry about having kids anymore. You won't have to worry about abortion anymore. Just go get yourself sterilized. I mean, those of you who have taken the jab are halfway there, according to all the data. I mean, you're having experiencing, and I'm not trying to be cruel here. I'm just coming up with a solution. You know, how many men could get vasectomies? Oh, wait a minute. They're ingesting all of this garbage in the atmosphere. Half of them are already impotent. So you see, the white race is just slowly shrinking down. We're in the minority already. So those of you out there like Sheila Jackson Lee calling us white supremacists, you better flip that white face around and make it a black face. Yeah, the one on you, Sheila Jackson Lee and Maxine Waters, you. This is all they do. They just babble. Like the Tower of Babel. Yeah, they worship Babylon. They're not religious by any means, because religious people, people who are God-fearing, people who love America, don't say hateful things. They just don't. See, this is the uniparty system, folks. It's there to create divisiveness. You know, and people like Larry Elder, who's also black, by the way, they got it all figured out. And they're out there speech-making as well, telling blacks, hey, you better watch it, because it's not the whites that are messing with you. It's the government in general that's messing with you. And you better be careful. He's putting the word out, not just to black people either, to all races. You see, God is no respecter of persons, and the government shouldn't be either. It says all men are created equal. That's what it says in our founding fathers' documents. But of course, you know, you can't tell politicians that. They got to have talking points. Oh, my goodness. The Iowa legislature, by the way, has passed a massive private school bill, sending it to the governor, Kim Reynolds, to spend hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars each year to pay families' private school costs. That's a huge win for Governor Reynolds, winning a top legislative priority that's eluded her for years. EU gas price cap threatens market stability, according to regulators. And what's really interesting about the economy in the United States, a majority of likely voters in the U.S. say they prefer having the government shut down to having Congress approve more spending. This is a Rasmussen poll. 56% of the respondents would have a partial government shutdown. I just say shut the whole bloody thing down. What do we need it for? And everybody's going to be going, I need my Social Security check. Oh, well, keep that end up. And of course, in the next 5 years, it's likely that AI, which is artificial intelligence, is going to begin to reduce employment for college-educated workers. As technology continues to advance, it'll be able to perform tasks that were previously thought to require a high level of education and skill. So all these people that got this college degree, guess what? Yeah. And see, the scammers know about this too. ChatGPT, they know about it too. So you get to see all these phony postings, job postings online, and you go answering all the stuff, and they want to know your Social Security number. They want to know all that stuff, and then they rip off your identity. Isn't that fun? Wow. Lab-grown meat, by the way, could be available in restaurants this year. Oh, we got so much more news we didn't have a chance to get to, but we'll have Wayne Elliott with Strauss Naturals coming on board here in just a bit after the break on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We have Wayne Elliott from Strauss Heart Drops. I've got a bottle of it right here in my hot little hand. Wayne, how you doing this morning?
Atta boy, always well. Thank you, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. And so now you're in dry dock now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were on the boat last time we talked to you, cooking for the crew. And now, of course, you're not. And so we get to... not worry about you getting seasick or anything like that. Now we can talk about all of these non-surgical therapies to unblock your arteries and heal your heart.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So what have you got? You got some new breaking news here?
Well, the Strauss Heart Drops are the original, the original formula to help clear arteries, vessels, right down to the tiniest veins. And you've heard my story many times, Dave, how it brought me back from real trouble in my 30s to doing great in my late 60s. I'll be 69 on Valentine's Day, a couple of weeks. And you know, I've had no heart issues now for closing on to 30 years, no arrhythmia. So luckiest day of my life is when I met the Strauss Heart Drops. But there's, I don't know if you want to discuss it or not, the other couple of therapies that are, the one isn't as though it's non-invasive, this chelation therapy. That's been around a long time, Dave. Back when I first got well at Strauss and started with Jim Strauss as my teacher, there was chelation then, and a lot of people got involved in it. And this is an intravenous treatment. And my experience going back 25 years, Dave, was that people generally felt better through the chelation until they stopped. Until they stopped these treatments, and I don't know what's in the liquid that they put in you. I don't know, but that was my experience going back, you know, 2.5 decades ago. Is that when many people, when they stop the therapy, they stop the feeling better. And now whether that means it didn't actually remove any blockages or restrictions, or it just helped blood flow better while the people were on it, I don't know. That's what I have to say about that therapy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this experience. Is right. Well, I mean, the thing is too, Wayne, the procedure, for those of you who don't know what chelation therapy is, this is a, you know, Wayne was talking about a chemical compound which gets delivered through your IV, and it dissolves the arterial plaque in the walls of your arteries, and it opens up the blood vessels and makes them more flexible. And all of this, of course, dissolved plaque is then removed through the urinary tract. You basically pee it away. The circumstances are, though, Wayne, like you mentioned, is that, you know, it might only work and help with some of the problem, but it doesn't work with all of the problem. And then there was pulsation therapy as well. It's one of medicine's best-kept secrets for treating angina or chest pain. It's a one-hour painless outpatient treatment which squeezes the patient's legs and hips about 60 times a minute, driving blood from the legs and hips up to the heart and coronary arteries. Have you ever had that procedure done before?
No, and as you write, hard to find or best-kept secret, Dave, because generally speaking, you cannot get it. You cannot, it is not offered to you until everything else hasn't worked. So They would rather you have open heart surgery, stents, and so forth, and then would suggest this. Now, the first thing that came up for me when I heard about this EECP treatment, this pressure treatment, is apparently it's important that the pressure is applied to your legs in between heartbeats, Dave. So first thing came up for me because of my own former problem with irregular heartbeat. What would happen with someone who has arrhythmia or an irregular heartbeat? Is it dangerous when if the pressure was to be applied when you're having a heartbeat as opposed to in between them? I don't know the answer, but that's what came up for me. And maybe people with irregular heartbeat are not candidates for that. Again, the chelation, you mentioned chemicals. Well, I don't believe in putting chemicals in my body. We don't have equipment to handle them. And in the case of this pressurized treatment, I wonder about that. I had irregular heartbeat for 7 or so years, drove me crazy. I felt every beat. Well, what would happen? And I don't know the answer if the pressure is applied while one of the times when your heart is beating because of an irregular heartbeat. And let's face it, Dave, that it seems to me cannot remove plaque. Just that's like saying, in my opinion, that's like saying, well, yeah, high blood pressure will remove your plaque. No, it doesn't. So, again, I can see that it forces blood at a higher rate because we get into real trouble, of course, when that blood system that carries everything, our oxygen, our all-important oxygen, our waste, our water, our medicine, food, everything, so I can see how it would help some people, and clinical studies say that it did. But I don't see how it could ever remove restrictions. And it seems to me, apparently you have 35 or 40 treatments, and it costs about $4,000. So there's not a lot of money there for Western medicine. Maybe that's why it's a last resort kind of thing.
The whole point you bring up, Wayne, is that all of these procedures cost money. It costs either the consumer or the patient, or it costs insurance companies. Somebody is getting paid to keep the system in play. When we have number three, the herbal therapy, which I'm holding in my hot little hand right here, which we're selling like hotcakes at the Power Mall, and it's called Strauss Heart Drops, and it's been around for a long time. And the thing is that herbs, you know, consumption of the right herbs in the right proportions is a great treatment protocol. And I take it. You take it. You've had stories every time you've come on, Wayne. You've had stories. What's in Strauss Heart Drops that works wonders?
Yeah, well, there's nothing that can harm you, and it's painless. Dave, I was a football player, so I've had lots of pain in my life. But why go through the pain? This is painless, taking an herbal supplement. And, you know, it just works so efficiently, and it makes sense. And don't take this the wrong way, folks, but it's kind of like Drano, only how it would work in your sink or your tub. But for your blood system. And the other thing I love about it, Dave, it's not just the arteries. You have a heart attack or have angina and get tested that you need bypass or stents or something, they can't change your whole hoses. They can't take your 50,000 kilometers of veins out and give you new ones. Whereas a formula like the Strauss Heart Drops, that passes right through your whole body. I've told you before, Dave, the first thing that I found, was amazed at this, after 2 weeks on heart drops, the hearing became clear in my left ear. Never dreamed cholesterol had anything to do with that. After 6 months on heart drops, and I wasn't looking for this either, I stopped wearing eyeglasses for 5 years, those tiny vessels into our eyes. Everywhere blood flows, we can have cholesterol and plaque. It just makes sense because blood flows to every single cell in our body. We can have it on our shoulder. You can have plaque build up anywhere. They've come to believe that with the various mental diseases, dementia-related diseases, that plaque plays a part. Now, your brain uses 20% of all the oxygen that you take in. So there's tremendous blood flow to your brain through these carotid arteries up the side of our neck. And if your brain gets covered in plaque, or part of it gets covered in plaque, it would make sense to me, Dave, you're going to have big issues. And, you know, they believe that cholesterol is a part of this. Jim Strauss said it 30 years ago, but they believe that plaques, pardon me, and possibly aluminum. Strauss said this too, that we shouldn't be using aluminum cans, using aluminum cookware. He always said glass, stainless, or steel cookware, and not these ones that are coated with whatever chemicals they make those coatings with, and not aluminum. Aluminum used to be the Cadillac model. All the ships, they had spun aluminum big pots and pans. Well, aluminum's a soft metal. If you notice on your aluminum cookware, they get scratched on the bottom. So, you know, maybe we're ingesting that aluminum. And the nuns' study, and you can Google this and read all about it in the United States, where nuns donated their brains to science when they died. They compared the nuns that had dementia and related ailments to the nuns' brains that did not, and there was two things they found that were different in those that had dementia. One was plaque, cholesterol plaque on the brain. The other was what they called tangles, little black hairs here and there, not like a full head of hair, but just here and there that they didn't find. And who knows the cause of that? Strauss and others believed it was aluminum. But certainly that plaque can form anywhere in your body, anywhere you have a vessel. And, you know, restricted blood flow, I always take as a sign when I see someone who has grayish blue lips or grayish skin, there's a blood flow problem there, Dave. Your color's supposed to be even, and it's not supposed to be gray. You know, we're meant to have color in our skin, and that's from blood. So every single cell needs it in your body. Everywhere that you have any kind of restriction, that cell isn't getting as much blood as it's meant to. And these are the therapies I think are, in my opinion, are third-class citizens next to an herbal formula that works and is safe, of course. And you look at ingredients, for example.
Yeah. Let's not forget Frank's crease is another sign, too, because you've seen that a time or two.
You bet. You bet. The crease in the earlobes. As soon as I read that from a Harvard report many years ago, way before meeting Strauss, I looked in the mirror, and sure enough, I've got a crease in each ear. And I looked at photos of my family, granddads and my uncle and aunts, that cousin that had died, and they all had the earlobe creases, too. So, wow. You know, these are, excuse me, unmistakable. But what I do love about these herbal formulas, Dave, not just the Strauss heart drops, the kidney, the bladder, the CardioCom for heart health and arrhythmia, the prostate for men, it's painless, Dave. You know that. You're taking it yourself today.
It's right.
It's painless. There's no downside to it. There's no risk. There's no contraindication with the many drugs that some folks are on. It's as different as food and drugs. It truly is. And that's what I love about it. I mean, it's so easy. I mean, who can't take a liquid formula, Dave? It's just so simple and painless. So,
well, everybody wants to know what's in it, Wayne. They all want to know what's in it.
Well, the main ingredient is aged garlic extract, yep. Aged garlic oil, aged to the perfect length of time so that the constituents are the most powerful. Important, wonderful herbs like cayenne pepper. Maybe the best medicinal herb on earth, but it's certainly in the top five, along with garlic, green cabbage, lemons, and onions. They're probably your top five medicinal herbs. So it has cayenne pepper in it. It has the heart-healthy hawthorn berries and leaves, motherwort, bilberry, European mistletoe, nature's aspirin, white willow bark. That's all I've taken for pain now for almost 30 years. I don't know. It's what's in aspirin, Dave, for over-the-counter aspirin. I don't know why they added the chemicals that can hurt your stomach. And I just take the straight white willow bark capsules and done a good job for me. So, I mean, nature provided everything we needed. That was another theory of Jim Strauss's that I believe is true. Nature has everything perfectly. And these herbs were put here for a reason. I mean, we use a lot of them on our foods for taste and so forth, like the cayenne pepper, but they're very healthy. And there's no downside. I mean, I'm scared to death and would be scared to death of open-heart surgery, Dave. They crack your chest open, crank your ribs back. I have a lot of friends who've had it, and by good Lord, you don't just get up out of the bed the day after and start playing basketball or anything, that's for sure.
No, you don't. I mean, did they show you their chest where they crack the ribs and they look kind of like a turtle that's been sewn up? My dad had triple bypass, and he looked awful when he got out. In fact, they had to jumpstart him on the table four times because his heart stopped. And so, I mean, these are the dangers of medicine standard protocol for addressing plaque buildup, right?
That's right, Dave. But at the same token, in your country, I'm in Canada, but in your country, I believe it costs about $100,000 for an open heart surgery. So I see the incentive to promote that. And Jim Strauss used to say, it doesn't prolong life, it prolongs death, meaning that so many people aren't that well afterwards, and the cocktail of drugs that generally you are asked to take don't make you feel particularly well. They've never tested even two of these drugs together in test candidates, Dave. You must be a clean body to be a test candidate on no drugs, and then they test you on one. Each clinical study is on one drug. Well, as Jim used to say, these don't even know what each other are doing when you're on 12 or 16, like my old friend Joe was. It's never been studied. And, of course, if you talk to, I talk to many people in the course of a day. There's so many people that don't feel well. My one dear friend that works with me, he had open-heart surgery, and he went a few years on many pills, went a few years going from the couch to the kitchen table for a cup of tea and back to the couch. And when he went on Strauss Heart Drops, I mean, I know he foolishly quit everything all of a sudden. Well, that can kill you with some of these drugs. He shouldn't have done that, but that's what he did out of frustration. And here we are 10 years later. He's out welding this morning again, every morning, back to work. He's 75 now.
Wow.
And there's the difference, Dave. As I said, you can't clear out, no matter which of these Western medicine treatments that you use, you can't clear your whole blood system. They can't take out all those veins and vessels and arteries and replace them. So, you know, it's, as Jim used to say, it's prolonging death. If you had a 90% blockage and a 30% and a 40% in other arteries, you're not doing anything about the 30 to 40. And the main drug, the cholesterol pills, as they call them, the statin drugs, they don't claim, Dave, not one of them, claims to remove so much as a grain of plaque. None. Zero. What they purport to do, and what they do, is partially shutter or govern down your liver's function so you produce less cholesterol. Well, how about all the many, many other jobs your liver has? None of our parts are meant to be shut down or partially shut down or governed. They're meant to run the way they were put into us. And so Jim always called those the most insidious drugs on earth. And, you know, the first ones, I think the very first one was called Bakelite. And they discovered that even 5 years after people quit taking them, they ended up banning the drug, Dave, made by the Bayer Company. Up to 5 years after people stopped taking them, they were still destroying their leg muscles. I really don't believe in anything that's contrary to nature. And the human body is an incredible piece of equipment, if you will. What we can get away with doing to ourselves and still live and carry on is unbelievable. You couldn't do it to any machine. And that's why the importance of having clean tissues, whether it's your blood system, your prostate, your kidneys, your liver, your bladder, clean tissues are the best thing to have. Because when we get toxified, when we get toxins and enough of them, like in our liver, which catches most of the heck from any chemicals, we're going to have a problem, Dave. You're going to have a problem if you don't clean that out, don't detox and keep these toxins out of you. I have never heard any doctor suggest detoxing, never once. So this stuff just piles up inside you, and I'd like to say to the folks, if you're ready to go on to a very serious weight loss program, I'm just going to throw numbers here, Dave. If you're 300 pounds and you want to be 200 pounds, for goodness sakes, either while you're on your weight loss regime or before, you detoxify. Because if you don't cleanse your organs and tissues, as you lose weight, a bigger percentage of your mass is toxins. If you were 300 pounds and had 40 pounds of toxins in you, and let's do easy math. If you were 300 pounds and have 30 pounds of toxins in you, 10% of you is poisons and toxins. And that's what they claim is the average, never mind a 300-pound person. But just to use those numbers. And now you go to 200 pounds, now 15% of you is toxins from 10. And we've all seen people who've lost a lot of weight and then did not look good at all, uneven color. I'm thinking of several in my mind right now, friends of my folks, and then oftentimes get sick and die. We're just not meant to live with these poisons and toxins in us, and that includes chemicals, Dave. I don't care where they come from. Pharmaceuticals, smoking, the environment, chlorine in the water, all the chemicals that are on our vegetables and fruits now, insecticides, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, chemical fertilizers, chemical preservatives. My God, reading chemicals. And there's no way around it these days. So, you know, you wouldn't run your tractor forever or your car, Dave, and never change the oil and filters. You just wouldn't do it because that machine will quit. You can't even do it with your furnace filter at home or your air conditioner. You have to service it. Well, our bodies, I believe, are the same. And with all the chemicals in our lives and genetically modified foods, there's never been a more important time to have clean tissues. You know, the most important, I think, being our blood system. It's the biggest system in our bodies. Every single cell has blood going to it. Every single cell, from your toenails to the hair on your head, has blood going to it. And you want that blood going to it. And you want the toxins out. The other thing is, of course, it's the best. Not only is it the best weight to lose, but many of us wouldn't mind losing 5 or 10 pounds, Dave. So that's one
that's
of the
true.
Upsides.
Well, and of course, we have Strauss Naturals at the Power Mall right now. And if you order more than $200, we have for the next 6 callers, you get a free copy of the Real Anthony Fauci book from the Power Mall right here. Wayne Elliott, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We're out of time and going to the top of the hour break. James McCanny slated to join us after the top of the hour. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.